It's been a few weeks since I was able to give my Motzei Shabbos Shir Klali. At that time, the last Shir Klali, we discussed, as I recall, the Shitas HaRambam. Of the Kenyan within the Shita Rabbeinu Hananel, and I explained it that every Kenyan, every Shomer has Kenyane Shmira. Every Shomer has Kenyane Shmira. That means, what is a Kenyan? Of a Shomer. That's it. Let's divide Kinyonim into three types of Kinyonim. One type of Kinyon, you give me something, I take it from you, I'm mafkia your Kinyonim, bring into my Rishus, and create my Kinyonim. And you used to own it, and now I own it. A Goslin attempts to do that, but he's lacking Das Makna. In a normal Kinyon, what is it? You have Das Machne. You want to give it to me. I want to take it. There's Das Machne, there's Das Kona, and there's a Maisa Kinyan that takes this Mafkia, your Kinyanim, and creates my Kinyanim. That's how an normal Kinyan is. Then there's Gzela. Gzela, what happens? I take the object against your will. I want to make it mine. I have to do a Maisa Kinyan. I get Kinyan Gzela. What are Kinyan Gzela? Kinyan Gzela give me a right to use it. It's as if it's mine. I get all Kinyan Tashmish, just like a Shoel. It's the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Beis, Umar Aleph. That's the Gemara in Baba Kama. It's not a Ches. Therefore, let's say I steal your car. I drive around with it for 2 weeks, and I give you back the car. So I don't have to pay you for use of the car, because I acquired Kinyane Tashmish. Nora talks about stealing a boat. On the other hand, if I steal an Eved, and there are no Kinyane Gzelen and Eved, Karka, that there are no Karka, Avodah Mishtoros, and no Kinyane Gzela, I have to pay for the usage. So, if I throw you out of your house and I live in your house for a month, and then I move out and you move back into your house, I have to pay you rent because I did not get Kinyan Exela. It's number one Kinyan. Now, the Torah says, "V'heishiv is ha'gzela asher gozal." What does it mean? That I have to give it back to you. So I try to make it mine. Torah says, I can't make it mine, and I have to give it back to you, only if it's Arshe Gaza. So therefore, if there's a Shinui, let's say, Hagozel Eitzim Vassong Kalim, I took lumber from you, and I built a table, so it's not Arshe Gaza. So part of my Kinyan Egzela are, that when the Chiyuv Hashav is Pokak, it's not Asher Gozal, then it belongs to me, and I owe you the money. I have Kinyonim, L'tashmish, I have tentative Kinyonim to own it when I cannot give it back to you, Asher Gozal. That's Kinyon Egzela. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Ayin Beis Amar Aleph, compares a Shoel to a Goslin, in the sense that they're both Chayiv Onsen, because they have similar Kinyonim. That means they have full Kinyonei Tashmish. They have full Kinyonei Tashmish. Now, then is Kinyonei Shomer. Kinyonei Shomer is as follows. You only become a Shomer if you do a Maisa Kinyon. You don't do a Maisa Kinyon, you're not a Shomer. Now, that Maisa Kinyon is a hafka from your rishus. it's in, I bring it into my rishus, and that is machayev me. A whole group of things. A, I have to hold on to it and keep it in my rishus, until which time I'm a kayim hashuv and give it back to you. Let's say I'll keep it in the street and I'll just watch it from a distance. No, it has to be kept in my rishus until I give it back your rishus. That's number one. Zechi of hashuva, I have to get it back to you. Zechi of achrayus, that we'll now begin to see a little more intimately whether or not that's tied in with the Chi of Hashov or not. And there's a Chi of Achrayus. And now, but on the other hand, since I'm holding on to it for you, so I was mafkir rishus, but sort of gets back into your shus, kolzman, I'm holding on to it for you. And if somehow you can be mevatel that chiyav hashova, it's no longer in the rishus hashomer. Now, there is Rambam, the end of Perek Hey, Hilchos Mechira. I believe I discussed much of this until now, just chas it over. That says, you can be mochel a pikadon, and it becomes the shomers. What does that mean? Mechila means, let's say, the sefer belongs to me. I can't be mochel it to you. It makes no sense. Mechila means there are certain chiyuvim of one person to another, and the recipient of those chiyuvim says, I give up on those chiyuvim. Now, I cannot, in order for me to transfer the bailus on this sefer to you, I have to be machne it to you. And you have to do a ma'aseh kinyan. Somehow, the Rambam, both Perek Hey Hilchos Mechira and Hilchos Shaili Pikadon says, you can be mochel a pikadon. Now, what does that mean? The Rambam is saying it's a very simple thing. The shomer made a kinyan. He's holding on to it, and he was mafkia rishus of the mafkid, brought in his rishus. Kolzman, he's holding on to it for the mafkid and has to give it back to the mafkid. So it's considered bishus, the mafkid. And that's why someone steals it. It's the first mission in the parak. He's chayev kefil to the mafkid because it's taken rishus, a mafkid. Now, all of a sudden, the mafkid says, I'm mochel. The Yochiv Hashavah, Mochel Yochiv, to hold on to it for me. So then, the original Kenyan, according to the Rambam, the original Kenyan you did of Hafkos Rishus, Achnos Rishus, comes complete and it becomes the Bailus of the Shomer completely. There's another, that's a simple example, while where Kenyane Shmira can mature and become complete and become full Kenyanim. It's another example that the halacha of Shibura de Rav Nosson. Shibura de Rav Nosson says, if Reuven lent money to Shimon and Shimon lent money to Levi, so Levi owes Shimon and Shimon owes Reuven. So Reuven can go straight to Levi and collect the debt from Shimon. Called Shibura de Rav Nosson. When learned out from a pasuk, when Osan Asher Oshamla. Now, what happens in the following case? Shimon borrowed money from Reuven. Now, Shimon has a pikadon with Levi. So, there's a chi of hashova of Levi to Shimon. It's a chi of tashlumim of Shimon to Reuven. The Gemara, the Pashas of the Gemara, inks. Perek HaKolsev is that Reuven goes to Shimon, I pay me. Shimon says, I'm broke, I don't have any money. So Reuven then turns around, goes straight to Levi and says, I'm taking it. Because the Chiv Hashov of Levi to Reuven enables Reuven now to combine the Chiv of Shimon to Reuven with the Chiv of Levi to Shimon and Shimon to Reuven make it Levi straight to Reuven. There's another, but the Shach and the Sivus point out something else. Let's say I'm a Shomer. You gave me a chavetz, you were mafki to me a chavetz. It's considered, and I'm the Shomer, it's considered in the Shus of the Mafkid. And because of that, the Mafkid can now be machne it to someone, and to be machne to whoever he wants. What'll be in the following scenario? That Reuven lends Shimon money. Shimon has it begun by Levi. So therefore, the chi of Hashava of Levi isn't to Shimon anymore. It's straight to Reuven. So Levi's not holding on to it for Shimon. He's holding on to it for Reuven. So therefore, it's no longer b'shish Shimon. Shimon cannot be makne it to anybody. What do these halachas tell us? These halachas tell us a very, very simple thing. In order to become a shomer, you do a ma'aseh kinyan. And it's kinyan hamafkia, and it's a kinyan hamachnas. So that should take it out of the mafkis reshus to the shomer's reshus. But the fact that the shomer's holding on to it for the bialim, and that's part of shmirin, has to give it back to the bialim, says Koltzman that that's true, it is birshus hamafkia. But if something happens that chiyuv becomes Bato paka, so then all of a sudden it is no longer Bishus Hamafkid, and can even, if he's mochon all those chiyuvim, so it even can belong to the Shomer himself. Now, with that we explain what Rabbeinu Chananel said, how Rabbeinu Chananel explained the Gemara, Lama Gimel Beis, Lama Dalet Amud Aleph. That is the mechanism with which the mafkid grants the schusim and kefil, etc., to the shomer. Okay. Now, another Gemara. So Gemara lamed hey omed beis. At that time, I said we're going to expand on that idea. Gemara says like this, Hatsocha pora mechaveiro, hishililiach, umesa kadark, yishova hatsocha, shemesa. Omele revide barov in labayim, michte socha bameh, bamai koni lahai para. Tells me, if I take, the question is how literally I take this Gemara. If I take this Gemara totally literally, so all of a sudden, The socher is kone of the para. Now, how's he kone of the para? What happened? Before, and there seems to be an outright seer between that Gemara and the Gemara here, Lama Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara in Lama Gimel Amud Beis says, you're only kone if you pay. And here you're kone even if you don't pay. So the Gemara says, thy para, bishvut. Wait a second. The Gemara had his headache, had to be kone with pain. Now the Gemara says no, and if you don't pay, you swear you're kona. It seems to be a steer between the two Gemaras. V'neimu lei maskel socha dalan v'dal shvoser. Socha b'shvu hu d'koni lei, b'shas misu hu d'koni lei. Okay. Now, what's happening here? Why is it not an outright steer between the two Gemaras? Okay, this problem plagued loads of Achronim. So you have basically three Mahalchim to try to understand that. Either there's a difference between Geneva and Misa, the difference between Shomer and Socher, or the Gemara is not to be taken literally. Neishur of Kiveger come up with a brand new idea. They say there's a difference between Geneva and Misa. What's the difference between Gneiva and Misa? Very simple. If I'm a shomer and the object is stolen, so that doesn't mean I have no chiyuvim to the bialim anymore. No. I still have a chiyuv hashava. I may not. And that's the Gemara is very clear about that. Bavakama daf kuf chesam abeis, which I believe everyone should have seen at least a few times. So it's my job as the shomer to make sure to get the chayfetz from the ganav. Gemara has all discussion. Hukar aganav. In which case? How? But I have a chiyuv hashava. The moment, so my chiyuvim to the bialim still exist. But in Mesa, it's all different. My chiyuv shmir to the bialim is what? Here we begin to get an idea that we'll spend a lot of time talking about. Let's just begin it. What is the, when let's say, I rent a car from you. Or I borrow, or I'm a shomer in your car. Let's begin a shomer in your car. And I don't take care of it, and I leave it in a place that, in an illegal place where someone bangs into it and totally destroys it. Now, do I owe you a car? Or I owe you the difference between, now this destroyed car still, I can sell it to someone for the parts. Let's say it's worth 100,000 shekel and now it's worth 10,000 shekel. So what do I owe you? The damage, because you've lost 90,000 shekel. Or I owe you a car. That's a, what do I owe you? It's a very open question. We'll see from a number of different angles. Comes along Rabbi Akiva Eiger and Pnei Yoshua, and they say, no, I owe you a car. I can't give you a car. So my chiyuv hashava is poka completely. I now have a chiyuv tashlum. Oh, the moment my chiyuv hashav is poka completely, then my original kinyan kicks in, and I end up owning the dead cow. Here, in this case, with the destroyed car, etc. I'm sure Rabbi Akiva Eiger come up with it, and if you take a look in Rishonim, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Pashas is the way talk, it seems that way. Now that is so, but that is basing ourselves on a very difficult concept. Now there is a Gemara Baba Kama, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Let's see the problems with it, and over the next few weeks, Mitzvah Hashem will look at the same problem from a lot of different angles. But can you give me Gemara Baba Kama? Rabbi Kama says like this. Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Now, you have a mazik. That means I dig a bore. And your shore falls into my bore. So, about time, and so if I would get it out right away, it would be worth one thing. But it takes me a day or two till I call up the company that's going to get it out. In the meantime, it sort of gets rotten, disintegrates, and it's worth much less. It's called the Pchas Nevela. The depreciation and the value of the Vela from the time of damage. Chasna Vela, Rashas, Mishas Misa Koi B'Shusa Denizik. Emesriach, and so let's say this shore was worth 100,000 shekel. I don't know what a shore goes for. Just make numbers. And a dead shore, okay, you can sell it. You have the leather there, you have the meat there, you can sell to goyim, all sorts of things. Say it's worth 10,000 shekel. But after it disintegrates and rots, so you only have the leather. It's worth 5,000 shekel. Who loses that 5,000 shekel? The nizik or the mazik? The nizik loses. Shamlei mazik, masha nizik, have a yeser al dom shoyis and the veder shov b'shas mis. No, the question is, at that point, the nizik, the person who owned it, has to make sure he gets his shor out of the hole and take care of it, and if he waits, it's his problem. Okay, that is a machlokas. Masav b'chasnevel nizik, masav b'chasnevel mazik. Okay. And then there's a question, b'toruch nevel, who has to call up the company to get it out of the hole? Whole thing in the Gemara. Some of the Gemara says like this. What Omer Shmuel ain't shomim lo leganev lo legaslan ela nozokin. Vani Omer af leshoel. What does ain't shomim mean? Says Rash. Omer Shmuel. Im ganev a gazal behema or kalim. If I stole a behema or kalim, v'nifchasu etzlo, and the value went down, something happened to it. Ain't shomim nevela v'ashram lebaylim. You don't value it how much it is. Shiach ziganov hapchas. Shalim behem of a kelim u'ulim v'hashvarim shalom. No. Says Shmuel, we don't evaluate what it is. You look for a ganov or a gazan, but nizokin you do. That means, you know, when for a ganov or a gazan, if something happens to it, you pay the value of the object, and you end up keeping the broken pieces. You end it. Okay. But nezakin, no. You pay for the dinsh, for the damage, the difference between the live animal, the dead animal, the whole keli, the broken keli. V'ani omer, and I say af l'shoel. What about a shoel? Are you shomen to a shoel or not shomen to a shoel? Do you look at the balance, the difference between the live cow and the dead cow? Or are you giving back the cow? Out of the full value of the cow? Okay, and the Gemara says, Paskin, shomen, leganev, legas. Papioma ain't shomen. And shomen lo leganav lo gaz, avol shoel shomen. What does the Gemara say? That for a shoel, you owe him the balance between the damage, the balance between the two. So Tosa says, what's the machokas about? Perish our conscience. And he says, so he calls the Yerushalmi. Shein Shom lo legana v'lo legas. Amar Abba b'memel chayim shnayim sham v'lo meisim. Minay Amar Abba b'memel v'heishu hagzeh ha-shagozo. Kar shagozo. Hashav is the only one is just like. And now Tosis explains. V'hainu taima. I'll explain to you the whole, what's the idea going on here. Legana v'lo legas. He says, the konu miyad kishotziyum rishus bailim. They made a kinyan when he took it from the bailim. But there's something there that's preventing the kinyan from being chal. What is that? The chiyav hashava. And the moment something happens to it, the chiyav hashava is kasher gozal. And he says, avo mazik, lo nischayev ela kamosh hisik. A mazik, is only has to pay for damage, and that's the difference between the live cow and the dead cow. Painu taimu demand oma aflushoel. And the mandama says aflushoel, cave in the chayiv onsen, nimsa shekano'u mishor shehotziu miyad habailim. Va'adom hu din es chayiv kamo ganav v'gasna. So what is, so Tosis is telling us here, unbelievable idea. Shoel, I took it, and I made a kinyan on it. Remember, the Gemara is only talking about Shoel, not a Shoma Chinim, not a Shoma Socher at all. A Shoel. I took it, I got kinyan a tashrish on it, I made a Maisa kinyan on it, and the reason I'm chayiv in onsen is I owe you back the object I took from you. And if I don't, and if I can't give you back the object I took from you, I have to give you a replacement object. It's a replacement object. And so I don't owe you the balance, I owe you a full thing. The question is, can you use the broken pieces as part of the payment or not? That's a separate issue. So what the way Tosus understands it, he says, we paskin shomen l'shoel. It's not like a ganav agas. It's like a mazik. So what Tosis is telling us here, l'chora, is totally different than what the Pnei Yoshua and Rabbi Kivega want to say in our sugya. Pnei Yoshua and Rabbi Kivega want to say in our sugya, I made a kinyan. I took it. I can't, and if it's nignav, I still have to chase. My chiyuve shomer have not finished yet. Since my chiyuv shomer have not finished yet, so I still have chiyuv mevza shomer, so I've not been caught on the object yet. But the Pnei Shur and Rabbi Kireka say, but if it's mesa, so then my chiyuv shomer are gone, they're finished. I end up with the dead cow or the broken car or the broken pieces. Now you're back to replace me. But Tosa says that's a machlokas amaroi, and we paskin the other way. Tosa doesn't allow that. So certainly l'chora al mishkal rishon, this doesn't work in the Tosa and Baba Kama. You take a look in the Ramban in Baba Metzia, Dav Tzadi Vav Amud Beis. Seems to say a similar thing. He says that there's no din of kinyan kiona b'shinui in a shomer or a shoel. In the case of a gan of a gazan, he looks at slightly different than Tosa. So what's that loch of gan of a gazan? I made a kinyan. I took it into my rishus. I tried to make it mine. Torah says, doesn't work. Why? Because you have to give it back. But you have to give it back only Asher Gaza. So in that, there's the cause of the Torah says, but if you can't give it back Asher Gaza, you have your original kinyan now kicks in and works. Ramban says, oh, that's very successful because of Gana Vagasa. No reason to apply it to a Shomer. And therefore, the Ramban says, a Shomer is only chayev the balance, the difference. Okay. So the question is, L'chora, the Ramban there, is against what Rabbi Kivega says and the Pnei Yoshua say. Santos is against it. Okay. Now let's see. It's not so simple. See all the rules. This is L'chora, the Tos is the Kash against Pnei Yoshua, Rabbi Kivega. The Ramban is against it. But let's see, read the Gemara. Is the Gemara against it? The Gemara is not against it. How do we deal with the Gemara? That bothered Rabbi Kivega. Is lengthy Rabbi Kivega. Very bothered how to fit this idea in. The Gemara says like this. Socha por mechaver v'yishilu l'achim v'meisa kadarka. Yishar omele ravadi barof michti show socha b'may kondu l'hai para. How is the socha kodu para? B'shvua. What does that mean? Once I take a shvua, So then I've finished all my chiyuvim to you, and I have no more chiyuvim. The moment I have no more chiyuvim to you, that original kinyan kicks in. The name of the maskila socha, so the maskila tells the socha, dal ad v'dal shvuasa. I'm not interested. I'm not going to take your shvua, and therefore you're still chayav to me, and you're not konin. I'll go straight to the shoal. I'm not letting you out of it. There are two people who are chayev to me. The shoal is chayev to me, and the socha is chayev to me. You want to finish your chiyuvim to me to be able to push me out of the picture and chase the shoal, and the moment you do that, this shore will belong, this dead cow will belong to you. I'm not interested. No. Because the moment it died, he has no more chiyuvim. I sure that's just to pacify me. But the din shomer is paka when it dies. Omer of Zera. Pomim Shabbai le Mishalmim kama poros to socha. Echi domim. That's 190. It's all thing back and forth. And then, Omer Ravachim idifti ravin. Michte chode porhi yaila v'afka. Afka mishrius v'yaila shila. Afka mishila v'yaila shirus. Omer le umi isu la pora be'ene dename le hochi. Ma bravash omer. En olam elashte poros. Chode de shaylu, chode de sirus. Shum shaylu achasi, vushum schiras achasi. De shaylu kone le garmi, de schiras over be yamei schiras. Umed ele le moras. If a person would read this Gemara, Mishkal Rishon, it seems to say, certainly, according to Reb Zera, in the Rabbonon, it seems, it's simple, it's a chiyav achrayi, it's a chiyav. And if it's a chiyuv hashava, I can give it back only once. So certainly Reb Zera wasn't understanding the Gemara that way. And even when Rav Achim Idifti tells Ravina, doesn't seem that way. And that's a problem that bothered Achronim. That is the outline of the sheet of Rabbi Kivi Eger and Pnei Yoshua, and the question is, A, how internally to deal with the sugya, and B, how to square it with the Gemara Baba Kama Daf Yud Aleph Amar Aleph. Very difficult. But then what is the Gemara saying? By Meikoni. Okay. The Namnu Halach. The difference between the Gemara at the beginning, on Lamed Gimel Amid Beis and Lamed Hey Amid Beis. One is talking about a Shomer and one is talking about Soche. Now there's halacha. Schiris Kanya, Schiris Lo Kanya. Whole discussion in the Gemara. For instance, I'm a Soche. What do I get? I make a kinyan on this object. I get rights to use this object. I get kinyane tashmish from the object. Now, and it's a partial bailus of the object. It's mine as far as all rights to use it. Partial bailus. Now, there is a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, and that says like this. Halocha lo sovi soveve ol beisecho. You can't bring Avodah Zarah into your house. What happens if I rent a house? So, I get kinyane tashrish, but the guf hadova doesn't belong to me. So, where I require, is schiras kanya is a question, is those kinyane schiras, to what degree I treat it as mine, to what degree it's not mine. It's not a kinyanless man. So, I don't own it totally. Let's say I rent it for 30 days. It's not mine totally for 30 days. No. I get kinyane tashmish. Comes along the Rashash and wants to say, oh, socher is different because schir is kanya. The problem with that is, so what, and therefore because Schiris Kanya. So he wants to say a little different. He says, what the Pnei Yeshua and Rabbi Kivega say doesn't apply to Shomer. Shomer, you only get Kinyon and Shmira. But the moment I get a bailus in this, Ugabe Tashmish, then that Kinyon is strong enough to sort of expand later on to own the whole thing. Problem of the Rishash, it's an interesting idea. So the difference isn't between Geneva and Misa. The difference is that here I have a Socha. Problem is very simple. Certainly doesn't square with what the Sugya says there in Baba Kama, Daf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph. Certainly the way Tosis understands the Sugya. And therefore, so what's Tosis going to do with our Sugya? Those are two ways of understanding it. Each has their problems. Meretz Hashem Bli Neder, as we'll go on understand Shmir a little better, we'll come back to solve a lot of these problems. The third Mahalach. Her Mahalach is Bamekoni Lahai Para. It doesn't mean I get the Gufa, I own the Gufa Dovah, no. That applies only in the case of Shilem. Means, if you take a look at the Ritva, and the Rajba, very carefully, they said, what's the machlokas between the Tanakama, the Chachamim, Rabbonon, and Rabbi Yossi? They'd say like this. According to Rabbi Yossi, the Mafkid goes straight to the Shoel. The Socha drops out. He drops out. And there's no, and the Dintori is totally between the Mafkid and the Shoel, and the Soch is not a relevant party anymore. The Shoel is the Shoel of the Bailam. That is the writ for the Rashba talk on those terms. On the other hand, according to the Chachamim, no. The Shoel is the Shoel of the Soch, and the Soch, no. If so, the question is, when does the Socher, what does the Socher have to do according to the Chachamim? To become the only one who can be Toveya, the Shoel. What happens? The Bailim want to be Toveya, the Shoel. The Socher wants to be Toveya, the Shoel. What happens? When can the Socher push the Bailim out, and Koni means they get the rights, it's Koni, not the object, but the rights to be Toveya, the Shoel, exclusively. He says, the moment I cancel out my Shmira, so therefore, and now what cancels out my Shmira? I get rights, for the moment I finish with you, the moment the Socha finishes with a Mafkid, so then the Din Torah is only that there's a Chiyav. And Lechor, it's not a Chiyav Hashava, it's a Chiyav Achrayas. And that would seem, if we have this Mahalach, that would seem to indicate that the relationship of it's not when the Shomer pays, he's not paying because of a Chiyav Hashava, he's paying for a Chiyav Achrayas. Now, to the Shoel's Chiyav Achrayas, to whom? And that would seem to be the Mahalach of the Gemara, when the Gemara goes, you pile up, you pay four, you pay three, that only makes sense in the Chiyav Achrayas. So the Shoel has a Chiyav Achrayas to the Mafki, to the Socher, and he wants to push the Mafki out of the picture and get the, and he is the only one who has a right to be Toveya, the Shoel, and push him out of the picture. Legabe, the rights to be Toveya v'chiyav achrayas. And then the moment he finishes dealing with, the moment the Socher finishes all of his obligations, and chiyuvim to the mafkid, then all of a sudden he's the only one in the picture, and the chiyuv achrayas goes straight to him. This is the third way of looking at it. But there's a very deep, deep, deep difference between this mahalach and the mahalach of Rabbi Kiva Eiger and the Pnei Yoshua and the Rashash. One is when the Shomer pays, is he paying because of the Chiyav HaShova? Or he's paying because of just as Chiyav HaChrayas Balma. That has many, many ramifications. Mitzvah Shembli Neder, next week, we'll continue trying to understand exactly how Shmira works.